everyone, and welcome back to my podcast, Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover, and today we're going to go over the power of the tongue and manifestation. Have you ever read the Bible verse, Proverbs 18 and 21? It reads, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Do you realize it took me a long time to actually realize what that verse meant? It is actually having you to manifest things that you say and you speak in your life. Because think about it. It says death and life or in the power of the tongue. So if you say to someone or even yourself that I can't, you would not be able to. If you say that I can, then you will be able to. Our mind is a powerful organ, and it does what we tell it to do. It doesn't know the difference as to what is and what isn't. It believes what we tell it. So if you constantly tell yourself, I can't do this, or it seems like it's too hard, then yes, it's going to be hard to you, and no, you're not going to be able to do it. Then that brings you into the victim-based mentality. You give up your power when you play victim, and you have the power to change your mentality. When you sit in that I can't, oh, woe is me mode, or I was brought up this way, or this is just the way things are, this is the way things I'm used to it being, then you give that situation power over your life and your mentality. When you speak life into your life by stating, I can do such and such, or change the situation, this is how I was brought up. Okay, that may be how you were brought up, but you can also change what's going on in your life to get better results. Think about it. There's a lot of people who came from nothing who are multimillionaires and billionaires right now. They didn't go by their upbringing and what they went through. They actually took the situation that they went through as a child growing up, learned from that, found the lesson, and moved forward positively. Not saying they're not going to have any moments where they're going to have doubt, they're going to cry, they're going to be upset and be sitting there playing the oh, woe is me card. You know, sometimes it's okay to cry and actually go to those feelings. Just don't sit in those feelings long. The reason why I say it's okay to cry and let things out, because you are allowing yourself and your mind to release those things that are negative and that are happening to you. Then I want you to start focusing on what you can do to change it. Start thinking positive affirmations to yourself, because like it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And if you speak it, so shall it be. Let's try something. I want you to do a daily affirmation. Just start off to help your whole entire day. Number one, I am going to have a good day. And then for things that you think that's not going to work out, this is what you say. Everything always works out for me in the best possible way. I let go and receive. I want you to sit in that moment and just meditate on those words. Sit in that feeling that everything does work out for you in the best possible way. And you let go of the bad, the negative, and receive the positive. Remember, you choose possibility over limitations. Use that as an affirmation. I choose possibility over limitations. I am open and ready to receive miracles. I am only available for the best in life. I decide that I can have what I want without worry. It's here, it's mine, and I did it. Think of the power of those words and what you're saying daily to yourself. Think of how that's going to transform your mind. Think of how it's going to reset your mindset and your thinking and what you're going through and how you can get out of that situation and a negative thinking and that victim mode mentality. So this is all I have for you today. We're going to try something new every day to help us with reprogramming and resetting our mind and manifesting good things by saying and speaking positive affirmations every day. Remember, everything always works out for me in the best possible way. I let go and receive. Sit in that moment. Feel what it feels like for everything to be working out for you. Feel what it feels like not to have to worry about anything. No money, no bills, no food, nothing. Sit in that moment and see how that feels. Feel what that feels like. Meditate on that. I am your host, Karonda Glover. And thank you so much for joining me for creating a mindset for success. Remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.